It's 8:33, another Xbox coming up in less than half an hour now. Stand by for that. In studio now, a little apprehensive to go ahead and, like I said earlier today, you know, we like to laugh a lot, we like to have a lot of fun on the show, and the thing is that this is no laughing matter.
Now we're scared.
It's sort of a serious topic, and I'm a little apprehensive to do this because, you know, it can get you in a little bit of trouble. You start poking around, you start asking questions in certain areas. Jim Walter's with us right now, and Jim Walter, you're from reopen911.org. Fatty, familiar with you, first time I've met you, but I've visited the website. You believe that when September 11th, something is not totally right with what we're being told as the public, and I'll let you pick up from there, because I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Not only I, but 88% of the people under 30 believe that we need a real investigation of 911, that the government story is lies. In fact, 25% of the people under the age of 24 don't believe anything the government has said about 911. And if you look at the evidence, the photos, they totally disagree with the official government reports. I'm offering $1 million to the first person who can prove explosives were not used to bring down the World Trade Centers. So far, not a single government engineer who signed all those reports has applied for the $1 million, because they know under a real scientific test they cannot win.
Hell, you could put up $10 million, $100 million. It doesn't matter. If you look at the video, you can see there's a lot of evidence to support that theory.
Well, the biggest one, of course, is the government claims that each floor pancaked down. But if you look at the video we show you on our site, it clearly shows the left side four stories ahead of the right side collapsing. But let's cut to the uncontroversial evidence. Building 7, a building no one tells you about at the World Trade Center, a 47-story high steel frame building,
which a lot of people don't even know existed.
They showed it only one time on mainstream media and refused to show it anymore. This building collapsed straight down in 6.5 seconds. That's free fall speed. That means if you dropped a rock off the side of it and you were standing on the top, you and the rock hit the ground at the same time. It was not hit by an airplane. Had small fires, especially compared with that Madrid hotel fire this year that burned for 24 hours like a torch, yet it fell straight down. And the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, said on video that he told the New York Fire Department to pull it, and they watched the building collapse.
Now, when you say pull it, you know, anybody that's familiar with demolition and construction, anything in that field knows that when you say pull it, it means
pull out the central core columns.
Right.
Pull it. And that pulls it down inside, because you only knock out the core columns. It comes down postage stamp size and doesn't destroy the buildings next to it.
Jimmy, we got a question on the phone line here, and I think, you know, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I mean, you're dealing with this on a daily basis, talking to people that are experts in this field, and if Fatty's into this, and you know, a lot of people like me, like, we really don't know a lot about it. We may have questions. You see things and you want to question them. Tammy's got an excellent question, and she wants to get down to the bottom line. Tammy's question for you. Tammy, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I've got your DVD. I've watched it several times. I find it very interesting. I agree completely with what you're saying. But I just want to know, bottom line, why you think that they did this.
It's in writing. The Project for a New American Century, in writing, called for, quote, a new Pearl Harbor, end quote, a, quote, catastrophic and catalyzing event, end quote, to get the American people to support an invasion of Iraq and projection of American military power from the Middle East. Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Jeb Bush, Pearl, Elliot Abrams, the list goes on and on. It is practically a who's list of the Bush administration. All signed this document, several documents between 1997 and 2000, advocating the invasion of Iraq. This is all before September 11th, our new Pearl Harbor, which they called for. It's in writing.
And I don't think a lot of people understand. I didn't know until I watched your video that Cheney was doing war games that day.
Absolutely. Now, Michael Rupert is the one who first added this in the mainstream. There were three different war games going on. Vigilant Guardian, Vigilant Warrior, and some other Guardian or Warrior.
War games is something that the country does on a...
it's like practice.
As a normal basis, they have these games that are simulated events so that they can learn how to react to certain situations. Right?
But on that day, they had three of them going with 24 bogus Phantom hijackings on the day of 9/11. Another coincidence. They call me a conspiracy nut. I call them coincidence nuts.
Jimmy Walters is with us right now from reopen911.org. He's got serious problems with the excuses or the reasons and the stories we've been given behind who was behind 9/11, what actually happened September 11th, the destruction of the World Trade Centers, the over 3,000 deaths of United States citizens, what happened at the Pentagon. He's got issues with all this. When we come back, you can ask questions. If you've got them, you're going to be here in town
December 7th and 8th at the Tampa Theater, 7 p.m. Go to our website, reopen911.org, to have a look at the times and the places. Tampa Theater, September 7th and 8th, and then movie theaters. We're at the Beach Theater on the 9th, and we're at the Oslo Theater in Sarasota on the 11th.
The thing that most impresses me about this guy is he's a millionaire. He's got tons of money. He could be spending it on a beach somewhere, hanging out with a bunch of chicks, having a party, doing whatever, and he's spending his own money.
You're making me feel stupid.
He's spending his own money to investigate this. You've spent millions already, and you're continuing to get the truth out. You've got DVDs, but you give them out for free. You're encouraging people to just uncover the truth, and I'm trying to figure out, because, you know, something I want to get down to the bottom of it and always find out what the truth is, and I'm thinking, this Jimmy Walter guy, what does he stand to gain from this? And I'm thinking, you're giving this money away. You're not looking.
The only thing money can give you is personal satisfaction. And I'm getting a personal satisfaction of defending my country against the real terrorists. Patriotism is always foolish in the eyes of some.
I'm looking for some personal satisfaction, Jimmy. Maybe we can encourage you to give me a little loan or something a little later on. Well, personal satisfaction.
You take my DVDs and go sell them.
I tell you what, he's got them for free, and he'll give them to you. If you want one, you can call us or go to the website, reopen911.org. We'll get down to the bottom. You got questions for him, feel free. Lines open. Hillsborough 990, Fun House 572, statewide 1-800-737-THE-ALDA-0098. We'll continue as long as we're still allowed to, if we're on the air, God willing, next.
The Big Boy on 98 Rock.
Good morning. I'm Steve Hall, 98 Rock News, brought to you by Singular. The mechanic convicted of killing 11-year-old Carly Brusher may get the death penalty. The Sarasota jury recommended the penalty for Joseph Smith to the judge after 5 hours of deliberations. The judge makes the final decision, possibly as early as next month. A convicted killer has become the nation's 1,000th.
Decision you make way along Bush Boulevard, east of 275. Accident with blockage keeps you busy. Hillsborough Avenue, right at the VedEx. And look for slowdowns along Armenia, south of Sly Avenue. At Hermano's Macaroni Grill, they treat you to savory shrimp, scallops, and sun-dried tomatoes layered between tender pasta with Italian cheeses. It's all baked in a rich lobster wine sauce and topped with succulent lobster. Try the lobster lasagna for a limited time. From the Bright House Network's Traffic Center, I'm John Young, 98 Rock.
The Big Boys on 98 Rock.
Legend 15 minutes away from another Xbox. We'll grab those names, draw one from the internet, 98rock.com. You can register to be a rockaholic. Pull the names, we pull yours. You got 9 minutes to call us back and claim your box from 98 Rock. Jimmy Walter in studio right now, and Jimmy is, like I said earlier, a millionaire. Guy's got more money than he needs, and he's giving it all away, spending his cash on trying to uncover the truth about what happened in September 11th. And Jimmy, like I said, that's the thing that impresses me the most. You're not looking to make a dime here. You're giving DVDs away, information, you get your website.
And it's weird. It's also weird because, you know, we had you on and we're provoking thought and everything like that, and we're expecting, you know, some listeners to call up and bust your balls and tell you, oh, you're dead wrong. So far, we haven't had anybody call up and bust balls yet.
I'm looking through the call screening information now, and it's like I can't find anybody who
The
hot news item today is that we have a brand new Zogby poll taken of New York City dwellers And 88% of people under 30 support a new investigation. 93% under the age of 24 support a new investigation. Yes. 69% believe the government consciously failed to stop the attacks.
I mean, it's obvious there's some strong evidence.
So the question is, the government, did they know about what was going to happen? And if so, were they in on it? Did they just not allow it to happen?
62% of those under 24 believe that the members of the government actively participated in the attack.
Wow.
62%.
Who's this guy on this line?
Apparently he's, I don't know, he wants his voice disguised. Okay. And he just wants to say something to us.
Hey, so you're live. Go ahead.
Hello. Let's see. Hang on. I'm checking three. Are you there? I don't have him for some reason.
Hang on. He disguised his voice too well.
Let me try here. You there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go. We got you.
You need to stop. That's imperative. You need to stop speaking on this matter now. I work for a government agency, and we are advising you to stop speaking on this matter.
Why? Can we ask why? We're not doing anything wrong. It's freedom of speech. We're provoking thought. What's the problem?
I firmly believe all of you there involved know exactly what you're doing, and you know it's wrong. And again, I cannot stress.
Well, I don't believe that you work for a government agency. Nobody that works for a government for.
Is it local government? Is it national government? What are we talking?
Up until now, it is no concern of yours.
Well, listen, I don't believe this guy because nobody that's really involved in it is going to call and say that. Come on.
It's imperative you stop.
Right up. It's probably just some kid messing around, man.
Let me tell you some short joke about this whole situation, why most people don't know. Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, and Napoleon are looking down on modern times. Alexander says, if I'd only had machine guns, I'd have conquered all of India. It still says, if I had tanks, I'd conquer Europe, Africa. Napoleon says, if I only had the American news, no one would have known I lost in Russia.
Hello, you're live with Jim Walter from reopen911.org.
Hi, I just wanted to mention something. I'm ex-military. I found out that only one time did they even bother to report it in the news, and after that, I guess there was a hush put on it. But that during 9/11, you know, the one plane that crashed into, I believe, the Pennsylvania field with
Flight
the passengers. Yeah, the passengers with the Let's Roll guy and stuff.
Right.
It was widely believed that, you know, during the battle between the passengers and the terrorists, you know, the terrorists flew the plane into the ground or it was caused. But in reality, a little known fact, and like I said, it was only put on the news once, was that the engine and a part of the wing was found over 5 miles away from the crash site, and they were blacking like they were in an explosion. Well, I have it from good authority that, unfortunately, some poor Air Force guy had to shoot that plane down, and that's not something that was reported by the government or the news.
No. Jim, is it something you're hearing a lot of?
Well, whatever happened in Pennsylvania was not as advertised. We've had the reports of engine parts being 8 miles away. That doesn't happen from a crash. But the most important news item is that there are no phone records. They searched and searched. There is no record of any phone call being made from Flight 93 or Flight 77, including Barbara Olson. They cannot produce the phone records for these calls.
Quickly, hello, is this, who is this? Tim?
Kyle.
Tim, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Tim?
Barbara Olson.
Hey, Tim, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. I'm somewhat of a cynic on the topic, but if everything that you're saying is true and the public opinion is shifting, and if the target of Flight 93...
There's a look right there. There's a commercial, reopen911.org, right?
There's a commercial
right there. Is that Fox News that's on right now? Jimmy paid for that right now. That's on Fox News. He's spending his money to put these on the TV and the cable here. Spending his own money. Just another example. I'm sorry. The TV's okay. On here.
What were you saying, sir?
I was saying that if the idea of Flight 93 was to hit the Capitol building and decapitate the government and put us under martial law, which seems to be the gist of these guys, these truth seekers, websites and everything, if that was the thing, wouldn't the fact that people that go buy their DVDs and go to their rallies and stuff be identified by the government and be singled out in the event of this next terrorist attack that is coming?
Tim, are you saying that Jimmy's working for the government? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm being cynical about it, but if you know, even if he's not, the government will use people that are putting the truth out there to their advantage identify them if what these guys say is true.
Right, and you're right on that.
I think you're even more paranoid than Jimmy is.
Well, no, what's weird is, you know, Jimmy has had many threats from the government, from different people. In fact, you were telling me yesterday, Jimmy, how your apartment was just broken into, your car's been damaged, you've had many death threats. In fact, you've had to move to Europe.
Exactly. On national TV, Penn and Teller told anyone seeing me or Eric Hushnod or our book to throw us down a flight of stairs. And the ACLU says, of course, they're the ones that defend the tobacco. The ACLU says, oh, they can say that. They can say throw you down a flight of stairs as long as no one does it. Well, that's so, you know, after I'm downstairs dead with a broken neck, then it's illegal. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, you said, you know, your apartment got
burglarized twice. The second time, I put on high security locks. They left the door open and didn't take anything. After I put on these very high security locks, they were sending me a message. You're not safe. You're not safe. They broke in my secretary's office. They broke in my secretary's home.
Are you afraid for your life?
I'm afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of death. And that's a very important thing. I'm almost 60 years old. I'll be 60 years old in 2 years, year and a half. And my mother died of chemotherapy. My father died of chemotherapy. My uncle died of chemotherapy. I'd rather have a bullet.
It's an interesting way to look at it.
And another point would be...
You might get what you're wishing for, man. You never know.
We got to take a quick break, but we're back in minutes with another Xbox chance. Another point would be, Jimmy, that you know, if the government is so powerful, they can kill 3,000 people at one fell swoop, and they can run planes into the Pentagon, into wherever. Why haven't they killed you?
Well, first of all, I only fly when I have to, and then at the last minute with no notice. And two, my favorite author, Heinlein, said, when in danger or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. I'm making so much noise right now, it'd be embarrassing for them to kill me.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, more with Jimmy Walter from reopen911.org. Do you believe him? Is he full of information or full of yet? So far, not a lot of people want to dispute this. I mean, trying to take a common sense approach here, but... 8:55, we're back with your calls next at 98 Rock. Your dollar bills, leave your thrills all here.